Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh yeah, it is Monday, and we're going to make it great. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Riots in L.A. What's going on there? Just peaceful protest. Everybody's happy. And then the evil Trump steps in and escalates it by sending troops there. What? Yeah, that's the lefty kooky version.
It was all fine until Trump.
Yeah, not exactly, though, apparently.
Not really.
When you actually look at facts, anti-ICE protesters flooded the 101, the freeway in L.A. Yeah, shutting down traffic. They set up makeshift barriers. They were able to stop the traffic, apparently, in both directions for a while. And that, of course, is very, very dangerous. Some of the leftist protesters were seen throwing eggs, shouting to warn others about impending raids. Video footage shows lines of law enforcement officers standing in the streets as protesters taunted them, while others blocked a roadway and threw objects at police vehicles. Yeah, nothing to be concerned about, right? Friday, law enforcement arrested over 40 people during raids and search warrant executions. Enraging. Ooh. Some city officials and immigrant advocate groups. What do you think you're doing? We're doing our jobs?
Yeah.
What? Due to the lack of control, because there was a lack of control that was ongoing in L.A., the president wisely ordered 2,000 National Guard troops into the area so that ICE agents could conduct operations. Democrats, of course, condemned the move. It's escalation. You're just supposed to give them breathing room. Let them burn down a few buildings, destroy a couple police headquarters. Maybe, you might as well get a library in there and any other federal building, I guess.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, like that summer, you know, just let them... Let rioters be rioters? Okay.
Right.
The federal government is taking over the California National Guard, deploying 2,000 soldiers in L.A., not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle. Don't give them one. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully, said Governor Gavin Newsom. Yeah, did he really make an effort? Did he really try? It doesn't appear so. It doesn't appear that law enforcement... I mean, it's not law enforcement's fault. They take their orders, and they were ready to step up, but they were told in many cases to stand down.
But they're the ones having stuff thrown at them, on them, spit on, so, hey.
President Donald Trump announced on Truth Social that he was directed Department of Homeland Security and DOD to aid in quelling civil unrest as immigration and customs enforcement agents conducted raids. The president said... in the post that the directive will liberate Los Angeles while pledging to expel migrants in the United States that are here illegally. Yes, again, law and order, doing your job, doing what you're supposed to do. And here, once again, the Democrats are on the wrong side of the law and on the wrong side of common sense. And they are putting illegal immigrants, many of which are dangerous, putting them ahead of the safety of United States citizens. Now, in what world does that ever make sense? When we were growing up, would that have made sense then?
No.
No, and it doesn't make sense now. But you've got these folks that are, well, brainwashed, for lack of a better term. A once great American city, L.A., has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents to try to stop our deportation operations. But these lawless riots only strengthen our resolve. I'm directing Security of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Attorney General Pam Bondi, in coordination with all our relevant departments and agencies, to take action necessary to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion. Yeah, I don't think it's the migrants that are protesting and throwing stuff at cops. Those are a bunch of lefty whack jobs. And they need to go to jail. And they need to really do a better job of cataloging some of these people. And if you show up at multiple events and you're shown to be violent, you need to go away for a period of time. And you know that there's groups of people. I think there was a group that was bragging about it that said something like, we can have a rent-a-riot or whatever you want, a rent-a-mob. We can have in pretty much any city within 2 hours, we can get a substantial amount of people out there. That's what they're bragging about. Yeah, we can create chaos in America wherever and virtually whenever we want. Elon Musk spoke out against the pro-migration foreign flag-waving riots in L.A. that have broken out against immigration officials, stating it's not okay. He also shared a screenshot of a Truth Social post from President Donald Trump calling for Governor Newsom and the L.A. Mayor Karen Bass to apologize to the people of Los Angeles for absolutely the horrible jobs that they have done in quelling the violence from the riots. Musk also shared a post from Vice President J.D. Vance, which shared another Truth Social post from Trump announcing he had directed DHS, DOD, Attorney General Pam Bondi, to take action. Wow. So he's retweeting posts that have been put out by President Trump.
There you go.
J.D. Vance. Is there a little battle, their little war? Is it over? Is it subsiding? Sometimes you have to get out. You get these irritants. They build up. I know that he did delete that tweet, Musk did, that referred to Trump having some involvement with Epstein and the island.
Right.
So he did go on and delete that. And I think, you know, I don't know if things will ever be the same. What is it? You can never unring that bell.
Right.
But I think they'll find a way forward.
Oh, yeah.
To, if they can't work together, at least not hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's fair.
We'll see how that progresses. Maybe they just need some marriage counseling. Need to sit down and just tell me how you feel.
Well, you know, even Trump said sometimes you got to let kids just kind of fight it out on the playground.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But then afterwards, you have to sit him down and ask him, now, how did that make you feel? That's the line. Once you learn that line, your license is in the mail.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's how
you
can
find one on the internet. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure you can find anything on the internet.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Stick around. We've got a lot more to talk about on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Mm-hmm. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. We're making Mondays great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Always looking out for our folks that have served, our veterans, and PTSD is a very real thing. It is one of the hidden wounds of war, and my friends at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, always working on that, trying to help our military folks, Gold Star families included. There'll be a PTSD awareness 5K run and a 1 mile walk that is coming up Saturday, June 21st, Liberty Park in Inverness. Registration available online. And you can go to Soldiers Freedom Outdoors 5K, sign up there, soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org.
I think Thank today you. Was the, isn't today like the last day if you want to maybe be a sponsor for that?
Yes, it is. So, yeah, get in touch if you want to, a sponsorship attached to that. Dan DeMarco, my friend, and Soldiers Freedom Outdoors doing great work. So, yeah, any help is definitely appreciated. Your top story, no doubt about it, these riots in L.A. They closed off the 101 for a while. There's chaos there. They're throwing all kinds of stuff at police officers, and National Guard's been deployed, not by the governor, overridden and deployed by Trump. And the governor, Newsom, he's like, oh, yeah, that's going to escalate things. I hate that mentality of, yeah, you just sit back and let them burn things and let them make life miserable for any citizens that get caught up in this.
Yeah, leave the bad guys alone. They might get more mad and do something else.
Yeah.
What a philosophy.
Right.
Wimp.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got Trump directing DHS, DOD, Liberate LA.
Yep.
You've got the protesters that have been successful, at least in closing down the 101. I believe that's temporary. I believe they got that straightened out. You've got Elon Musk speaking out against the riots and actually retweeting something from J.D. Vance and also from President Trump. So maybe that's one of his ways of, you know, extending the olive branch, if you will.
Then you got Hegseth go, hey, I got 500 Marines over here if you need them.
Yeah, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Yep, just turn the light green.
Uh-huh.
And remember, they don't operate with a scalpel. It's more of a sledgehammer approach. Just keep that in mind. And then it spread to New York. See, here's part of the fear is this is pretty common. These riotous type things do spread, if you will, from city to city. ICE officers faced chaotic scuffles on June 6th from elite-backed activists in New York City's major courthouse as they picked up migrants for deportation. The opposition to law enforcement is just one part of the elite-backed massive resistance to Trump's popular policy of enforcing Congress's immigration laws. Yeah, it's popular because that's why we have laws. You know, it's called civilian, society. Yeah, if you don't have the norms of law and order intact, you're going to have chaos. Chaos is not what anybody wants. Well, not what normal people want. There was no chaos when the left-wing activists were absent, allowing ICE deputies to calmly escort illegal migrants out of the building. ICE officials are increasingly arresting migrants at their scheduled court hearings, partly because it minimizes manpower and coordination demands and also maximizes safety amid the risk of violence from this exact thing, the street protest. Trump's enforcement policies already paying big dividends to the many ordinary Americans who are seeing their wages rise, their housing prices decline, and their local crime rates drop. So just in this short period of time, there's been a lot of positive effect. And again, once it goes back to logic. But the activist groups are so influential in the Democrat Party that top party leaders are joining their courthouse resistance. MSN.com reported on June 5th that the pro-migration city comptroller Brad Lander joined in the action. Lander's running for mayor against the incumbent. This is New York against Mayor Eric Adams. This is not California. Some of these things are spreading out. So Lander's running for mayor, attended hearings Thursday morning as part of a Friend of the Court program, an initiative by Immigration Coalition Immigrant ARC, ARC, that designates individuals who can observe proceedings and assist respondents in navigating their immigration processes. Wow. All right. So that's, again, the riots. And will there be more riots? Will they break out in other places, other cities? That remains to be seen, and of course, we'll tell you about it. The FBI director, Kash Patel, he issued a warning. He did this Saturday. As leftists in L.A. rioted against ICE, Patel told Fox News, if you assault a law enforcement officer, you're going to jail, period. It doesn't matter where you came from, how you got there, or what cause you claim to represent.
I like that.
If local jurisdictions won't stand behind the men and women who wear the badge, the FBI will. His comments came as tensions ramped up amid standoffs between ICE agents and protesters who tried to thwart illegal immigration sweeps in the area. Can you imagine you're part of this movement? You're like, oh, yeah, we're protecting these people, you know? ICE is bad. They're harassing them, and they're trying to kick them out of the country. Well, you know, a few quote-unquote decent ones will probably get caught up in this. But they're all illegal. None of them have a legal basis for being here. And some of them, quite a few of them, are violent. They've already committed crimes either in their home country or here or both. So whenever you want to protect somebody like that, what you're really doing is you're putting the general public at risk of the violence being perpetrated against them. Good U.S. citizens, taxpaying, hardworking Americans who allegedly voted for these lawmakers that aren't doing anything to actually protect their own constituents, their own. Look, keep going, Democrat Party. Keep doing what you're doing. Here's what will happen is eventually, if you can twist the laws enough and you can get enough illegal voting, these newer people, oh, yeah, they'll all vote for you, right? Theoretically. The problem is, You're losing the ones that voted for you for years. You're losing them every single day.
Yep.
One more becomes enlightened. One more, the light bulb comes on. One by one, an epiphany. Yeah, that's what happens, and you lose them. Yes, you've got lawmakers on the left somehow trying to blame Trump for this whole thing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think it was under Biden when he opened the floodgates up. Yes, I'm positive of that. Where's Kamala in all this? Been kind of quiet.
That's unusual for her.
Yes.
She likes to talk.
Yep. Well, we'll weed out some of the cackling and see if we can actually get words that don't create too much of a salad. And we'll share those with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:28, and the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome. Yeah, I know it's Monday, but we're going to make Mondays great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38. What's our friend, little Greta Thunberg, up to? She's going to save the planet by hanging out on a yacht, right?
That makes sense.
Is that yacht under sail power only? I mean, I would assume.
Or at least solar engines, maybe, or something. You know?
She wouldn't be burning any sort of fossil-type fuel, right?
No, that'd be hypocritical.
An aid vessel launched by Greta Thunberg and other international activists was headed for Gaza. Well, guess what? They stopped it, and it was boarded by Israeli forces on Sunday, mere hours after the Israeli officials demanded that they turn back. The Medellin ship, operated by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, set sail June 1st with 12 activists on board, including Thunberg, a Swedish peace and climate campaigner. Is that what they call her?
Oh, is that it?
Okay. I much prefer Swedish meatballs and rice. Also, Irish actor Liam Cunningham was there, Richie's foreign cousin. Mm. The ship was unlawfully boarded, its unnamed civilian crew abducted, and its life-saving cargo, including baby formula, food, and medical supplies, confiscated, according to the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. Earlier on Sunday, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz ordered the crew to abandon their aid mission and called the group anti-Semitic in a pointed jab to the anti-Semitic Greta and her fellow Hamas propagandists. I will say this clearly. You should turn back because you will not make it to Gaza. Israel will act decisively against any attempt to break the blockade or support terrorist organizations, whether by sea, air, or land. Thunberg is 22 now and has been banned from entering Israel because of her stances and statements regarding the Israel-Hamas war. Shortly before the crew issued a statement, the Israeli foreign minister posted a video on X showing the Israeli Navy using a loudspeaker to reach the Medellin. Maritime zone off the coast of Gaza closed to naval travel as part of a legal naval blockade. My understanding was that they wanted to make her watch the some of the films made of October 7th.
Okay.
So, like,
interesting.
Oh, you think you're on the right side? You at least need to sit down and watch this.
Wow. That would be interesting.
So that would be interesting. So I'll follow up and see if anything comes of that, or that's just a thought that somebody had, like, hey, wouldn't this be a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest story, of course, today is the riots, mostly in L.A., but there's been some uprisings in New York around a courthouse there. But Kamala Harris, has she been up to? Well, she had something to say. She said the deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. That's what the former VP said in a statement that did not condemn the riot against immigration enforcement agents. Like, oh, there's nothing wrong with a good riot. It's those daggone cops that come in there and try to bust it up.
This would be one of our not shocked moments.
Yes.
When she says stupid things like that.
Yeah. It is, isn't that crazy and odd how many of these Democrats are able to remain silent? As bad things are occurring, bad things are going on, they're afraid to speak out and say, stop rioting. In other words, they're fans of it, I guess. Doesn't that seem insane? Yeah, because it is. So they're quiet when it comes to that. And, you know, they should all come out right away and in strong lockstep. Because they all have the same rhetoric information that's sent to all of them.
Oh, yeah.
The dangerous escalation thing, yeah, she got that from Newsom, and he got it from somebody else, and that's we're going with the escalation thing? Yeah, it's Trump's fault? Absolutely. Okay, got it.
Well, I think it only proves, they just haven't said it yet, what an authoritarian he is.
Oh, I have heard it. No, I've already heard it, yes.
I missed that one already.
Yes.
I thought they'd be all over it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because crushing riots is authoritarian.
Right.
No, if they were peaceful protesters and he squashed those, well, now that's authoritarian.
Yes, that would be different.
I get that difference.
You mean like if you were, I don't know, standing in front of an abortion clinic quietly praying and someone arrested you, that would be authoritarian.
Oh, yeah, but that would be the left doing that.
Oh, well, that messes up their story.
But it doesn't mess us up because it is. They point a finger. They call you what they are. Mm-hmm. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Phil, good morning.
Good morning. I think Governor Newsom will be as successful as suing Trump for bringing in the National Guard as Orville Forbes was suing Eisenhower for bringing in the National Guard to enforce integration. Come on, guys. Study history.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, and watching ABC a little bit this morning, you know, their twist on this thing, it's all in the phrasing. Like, you know, it escalated once Trump was involved. And it's the first time that, you know, National Guard troops have been overridden by, you know, by the governor. The last time was 50 years ago, but then they were protecting the protesters.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, they've got their angles on it.
Well, when Kamala, after being so quiet about the actual riots taking place, came out, said, Los Angeles is my home. And like so many Americans, you sure? And like so many Americans, I'm appalled at what we are witnessing on the streets of our city. She's not talking about the riots. She's talking about the deploying of the National Guard.
Oh, my goodness.
She said that is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. Cruel is another one of those words.
Uh-huh.
That's their catchphrase. So look for cruel. You get extra credit for this.
Yep.
5 bonus points for every cruel you pick up in a news story that comes out of the mouth of a lefty. I think Maxine Waters used it.
Yep, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she probably knows a lot about being cruel, huh? 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll get you through this Monday, all right? And don't forget, Spotlight on Valor and First Responders. That's coming up at 8:35 this morning right here on 97.3 The Sky. Did they kiss and make up? No. But things have cooled down a little bit between Elon Musk and President Trump. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're going to make this Monday great. We're going to get through it. Coco Gauff, tennis star. Oh, woman of color.
Yes.
American. Yep. She won the French Open. Good for her. USA, USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a little bit kind of troubled by this.
Yeah.
Coco Gauff became the first American in a decade to lift the trophy after the women's singles final at Roland Garros. And she was asked what it means to represent the United States after defeating the number one Arena Sabalenka in 3 sets. Uh-oh. To win the French Open. Gauff was asked what it's like traveling the world as an American. She said, it means a lot. Obviously, there's a lot going on in our country right now. Just to be representation of that and a representation of people that look like me in America, who maybe don't feel as supported during this time period, being that reflection of hope and light for those people. Yeah, she said, you know, this past year's presidential election, and she referred to that as a down period. to down period. I remember after the election and everything, it felt like a down period a little bit. My mom told me during Riyadh, trying to win the tournament, just to give the people something to smile for. That's what I was thinking about today, she said.
Don't you think maybe she should, do a little homework and see maybe what this current president did under his previous administration to help people that, as she put it, look like her, versus the previous president who said basically, if you're not black, if you don't vote for me.
Are you talking about the record-breaking employment numbers for blacks and Hispanics?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Are you talking about the fact that Trump single-handedly was able to get more money and funding for historically black colleges than anyone ever?
Yeah. He liked those colleges. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. I'm just checking here.
We're on the same page. Yeah.
And again, here is a person who's been taught to separate people by the way they look. People that look like me in America.
Right. Why do you even say that these days?
Everybody cheers for you. Not, you're my favorite black tennis player from America. You're one of the best American women tennis players. We cheer for you. Go, Coco, go.
Uh-huh.
But in her mind, and what can you do to change that? Is still a color thing. And in that whole DEI, all that did, you know what that did? That served up to basically bring back, you know, pre-civil rights era kind of animosity.
Uh-huh.
That's all it served to do. And I think that was part of it. It was to create separation and chaos. It didn't work, though, because more and more black Americans, Hispanic Americans voted for Donald Trump. They can see through the baloney. Apparently she can't, but listen, she is a young tennis player, and that sport takes a lot of dedication.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to cut her some slack, but it definitely does show you it's like, you know, a representation of people that look like me in America. When you're going out there and you're playing tennis, you're cheered on by, you know, all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you play, like, for the flag and all that? Or are you just playing for a segment of America that looks like you?
That's just very odd.
Hmm. Okay.
Again, do some homework there, Coco.
Yeah. Yeah, on your own. I mean, yes, your mom's going to be an influence for sure. And again, like I said, young. And if you're a professional tennis player, you don't have a lot of free time. You just don't. It is a pace, an unbelievable pace. All right. So, yeah, let's get past this again. Martin Luther King Jr., did your mom teach about him? Right? Try to judge each other by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. What great, wise words to attempt to live by. But no, the DEI had to undo all that because they go, no, this getting together is not going to work for our lefty Marxist agenda. We must separate. Create problems, chaos, pain. Look, the violence is all coming from the left. There you go. All right. Oh, here's the excuse, LA riots. They settled on it. I mentioned this earlier, but here it is. It's Trump's fault for enforcing the law.
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
Enforcing the law.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. At no point have any of the elected leaders in L.A. and California, almost all of them Democrats, supported law enforcement or accepted responsibility for allowing violence against police and vandalism against government buildings. Instead, Governor Newsom has spent much of the weekend on social media attacking Trump and debating people about whether videos of burning police cars are actually from the anti-ICE rallies of 2025 or the BLM riots of 2020, both of which, by the way, happened on his watch.
Yeah, so it really doesn't even matter. It's all on you.
He's claiming that Trump manufactured the crisis. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he manufactured the crisis, right?
Wow. Talk about nothing proving
about,
your points.
Nothing about Biden in there, nothing about that administration and the wide open borders. Okay. Just trying to stay on top of it for you, folks. Making Mondays great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.